Hey, what's up? It's Cole.
Cole Swindell!
Oh, Boston. What's up?
How are you, man? What's going on?
I could not be better.
Could not be better.
So exciting.
I mean, yeah, I got a new album coming out tomorrow. All of it. So excited for that.
Woo! Yeah, third one. This is, you know, you guys have been there for me since the first, so it's pretty crazy to think. That's all I ever wanted was one album, you know, and now to be on the third, you don't get that far without a lot of support. It's amazing to see where I am.
What do you feel like, because your song, Break Up in the End, I've talked to so many different people that say that that song makes them cry every single time they hear it.
Wow.
Never. What do you feel about playing with people's emotions like that?
I guess you can look at it like that, but to me, I don't know. That means it's a good song.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any other. I love all kinds of music, but this kind of song is why I love country music, because I don't know any other genre format that could have a song that makes me feel the way some country songs do, and this one.
What are some of those songs for you? Like, do you have any song that comes to mind that really, like, tugs at your heartstrings when you hear it?
Oh, my God. I mean, think about songs like The House That Built Me or In Color or any, you know, things that just, wow, just make you think. And that's, as a songwriter, as an artist, that's all we're trying to do is just relate to the people that buy our music, listen to our music, and that's my main goal. I've learned, you know, over the past 5 years is, hey, it's great to be on stage. It's great to do what I do, but I actually have a chance to help people. I literally, you know, every song I release, there's somebody out there that needs to hear it, and it's amazing to be in this position because I'm still a huge fan of music, sports, everything, and to come up as a fan and actually be on the other side of it now and to be able to take care of the fan, I love them, and I wouldn't be here without them.
Well, not only your album coming out tomorrow, but you have a tour, a headlining tour, super exciting. My only bone to pick with you is that you're not coming here.
Oh, my gosh, I know. That's a little sad because, y'all know that's one of my favorite areas in the country to play, and everybody up there is just so great. So hopefully, you know, you never know. We might can add a date. We can be somewhere around there, right?
I would hope so.
I mean, we'll just figure it out. You just tell us when you want to come to town. We'll get it together.
I don't mean to bring up another artist, but isn't Kenny Chesney playing up there?
Yes, next weekend.
What if I come to that?
You should definitely. We'll figure that out.
I swear, you know, Gillette Stadium, I always say it, but it has a special place in my heart, even though Patriots did beat my Falcons a couple years ago. That was heartbreaking. But I did write You Should Be Here in that parking lot, and I'll never.
Stadium
will always have a special place.
All right, so we're starting rumors right now. Cole Swindell, Kenny Chesney show, maybe?
Hey, come on. Kenny, what's up, man? Let's sing one.
Yeah, Kenny. Just hop on the stage. He'll appreciate it. It's
all right.
Fine.
Since we are celebrating your new album, All of It, give us a couple standout songs for you.
I think the first track on the album, Love You Too Late, up-tempo, rocking song. Love that one. And I'm trying to think. What's my favorite one, the one that I think is going to hit people the hardest is the last song on the album called Dad's Old Number. I don't know if I've ever heard a song written like that. It's so amazing, and I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to that. And also, Reason to Drink. I mean, both sides of the Mississippi, those are kind of 90s country feel songs.
Love that.
Pointing to Chevy is one of my favorites. The Ones Who Got Me Here, that's my favorite song I wrote on the album. And
awesome.
That's just a big thank you for, you know, to everybody that got me here. So it's I love everyone on the album. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Your range is impressive, man. I love that you can hit both sides. You can, like, party, like, all different angles. So I can't wait to hear the album. It's out there now, All of It. And Cole Swindell, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you all so much for the support, and I hope to see you next weekend.
Yes, come on up.
Sounds good. See y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.